Now we will move to human-machine interaction. What are the goals of human-machine interactions, in your opinion?
So the goal of human-machine interaction is simply to create good interfaces between a human individual that wishes to perform a given task and a machine that supports that task. And just a graphical user interface is the very simple example of this, but you can, of course, anything that has to do with or interaction with technology is part of this. And so I've been working on with talking robots, for instance, and that's another kind of interaction that is quite different from a window on your screen, but it's also an interface in the sense that you, in that case, using spoken language to provide instructions, to receive feedback on what's going on in the execution of the task. And the question is always how we can have a communication that is fluid, where the person understands what's going on and can easily convey what ought to be done.
And how can devices be controlled?
It really depends on the technology. I mean, for a computer window, it's rather straightforward. And as long as you understand the interface, you know that a small cross means that you're closing the window. And for more sophisticated tools, it's of course a bit harder because you need to find something that is intuitive enough, yet also powerful enough to enable the range of possibilities for the particular device that you have. And for a robot, for instance, it's quite large what the set of possible things that the robot can say and do in the world. So you need some kind of, and that's one of the core tenets of human-robot interaction, you need some kind of transparency. That it means the system should, as much as is possible, provide very explicit signals as to what the system has understood, what it has not understood, where it is in the execution of the task, so that the user is as much as possible in control. Because without information, there is no control.